What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty aggressive out of the gate, which honestly kind of matched my game plan going in. You know, I told Ajax, basically, let's just see how quick we can get at-bats over with. Who cares about what the result is? Let's just get guys up, let's get them out, and let's try and be efficient. Now it turns out the first went that way. Second, kind of dug myself in the hole, but I think the rest of the way the game plan kind of stuck and was a lot better.
Cade Povich, after the game, I love baseball nicknames. Alex Jackson's Ajax. 5 innings, 7 hits, no walks, struck out 5. Did you know that Ryan Reifsnyder came into the game? I think he
owns him.
Yeah, he was 2-for-2 against him yesterday, and he came in batting .500 against him. So he was activated for that game and went 2-for-2 with a homer.
Yeah. Really interesting there, listening to Slim. Really interesting there, listening to Slim. It's kind of an irreverent approach, but I don't blame him. Let's see how efficient we can be. Let's try to get soft contact. Let's try to use their aggression against them. I'm sure, like everybody else, they saw that this kid had an ERA north of 6 at home coming into that game, and they like that ballpark and its configurations. And how about the lineup? I mean, they stacked it already.
Mm-hmm.
So they were out to get this 4-game sweep, and they got it, but not because of him.
Because the Orioles can't hit.
Yeah, but like this kid has shown me something, and I've always believed in him, and it's been obscured by what Rogers is doing, which is freakish, right? And it's kind of been obscured by the Sagano stabilization since, I'm not going to get traded somewhere. You know what I mean? Now
yeah.
I can just maybe pitch like a professional again. Uh-huh. That's been really good.
And me and Dean's been great.
And me and Dean's been great. And even when he hasn't been good, he's tried to unmask a 20-year-old catcher in front of everybody. So we talked. That's obviously a talking point.
That was fun.
That's a distraction. Where I feel like Slim has kind of flown under the radar, but Slim, since he's come back, has been really good. And it was really big for me to see Slim at home, where that ballpark, I think, has been in his head, shove against a legitimate top-hitting team and one that didn't treat it like a typical day game. They went out and stacked it with all righties and tried to actually, I think they wanted to end the game early. And they did just the opposite. He continues to get swing and miss with multiple pitches. Like, it's one more reason why starting pitching's not the problem. Everybody's talking about the two starters they need. They need an overhaul of their lineup.
I'd still go get two starters, though.
I mean, it can't hurt. But
I think the goal is that Trevor Rogers should be at best the number two starter on this team coming into next season. And I wouldn't mind if he's the number three starter on this team next season. But I don't believe they're going to go do that. But I want to see them be aggressive, and I think starting pitching is part of that.
Well, look, there are things that need to be done, but it's even with Grayson being out and even with Wells yet to throw a pitch, and we'll get to that in a minute, and even with them trading, with Eflin going down and them trading Morton, I'm telling you, starting pitching is not the problem. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. Like, it's not going to win them a World Series. Like, I wouldn't love this rotation in October, but I'm telling you, starting pitching, even with all the, even with who's been traded and who's been hurt, it's not the biggest problem with this team.
Sure, but I'll give you
like,
that.
I'll say this about Povich: if he's your five, you're doing pretty well. Like, and I feel better about Cade Povich for next year than I do Grayson Rodriguez. Well, I would feel too. Way more comfortable counting on Cade Povich to be someone who could hit the post every five-ish days, 5 to 6. Then I would Grayson giving you anything.
But that's a low, yeah, again, that's a low bar because I'm not trusting Grayson Rodriguez to be anything next year. Like, I'm not in the Grayson Rodriguez business anymore.
And I think we need to be careful about mythologizing what Grayson did here. He was a league average starter here.
He was good. Yeah, he was good. By the way, so Povich pitches well. Trevor Story has quietly had himself a heck of a rebirth in Boston. Oh, yeah. Like
2020 guy.
Yeah, he looked like he was finished.
No, he's been locked in. He's been locked in all year. What do we think of them going to a six man? What do we think of them? Why isn't Trevor Rogers pitching tonight? Why is Dean Kramer pitching tonight? Why did they move Rogers back a day? And I guess why does Tyler Wells have to be seen as a starter? I don't understand any of those things.
Here's the thing that kind of ticks me off. Why would you take Trevor Rogers off of his regular rest when he's pitching the way he's pitching?
I was all set to bet the Orioles first five money line tonight thinking it was going to be Rogers. This is 2 days ago. I worked 2 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
Why is this Dean Kramer?
I don't get it, and I also, like you, don't get their insistence on Tyler Wells being a starting pitcher.
I'm afraid of that all the stuff that being at that game on Sunday that didn't look right to me about Rogers – it is an indication that something's not right with Rodgers. I hope that's not the case.
Could be just a bad start.
It wasn't a bad start. It was a really good start.
No, he had good numbers, but he wasn't getting ahead of hitters like we've seen.
He was something going on with him talking to the umpires. They were pausing and it seemed like buying him more time, several cases, and I don't think it was just pitch comm. Like, the velo was down. His location was off compared to where it was. Yeah. And now they're backing him off a day. And remember, he spent most of the year in AAA where there's no pressure.
Yeah.
It's not like major league innings. And he spent a good part of last year in AAA where it's not like major league innings. And then all of a sudden, right? And it seemed to me like they were playing a sleight of hand game. Like, don't get caught up in the fact we bumped Rogers, because now we're also going to announce Wells is starting.
Yeah.
And we got a six-man rotation. So don't, like, three-card money. But the guy who's pitching like Cy Young, we moved a day for no good reason. Don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to all this other news we're throwing at you.
I'll say this. His seventh inning was his best inning. He was fantastic to close that thing. And he didn't have
I just wonder, because it didn't look like it had been looking.
But they've been pushing this Wells as a starter thing for a while. Like, they always,
you could have Wells be a starter, but why does it, that doesn't mean that Rodgers couldn't start Friday night in that big ass ballpark?
Yeah, I don't get a lot of the things they do. I don't. It doesn't. They don't make sense to me a lot. And this is one of them. And yeah, I taking guys.
Rodgers pitched in the National League before he got here, so like he's accustomed to that ball. Yes, he's pitched in that ballpark.
Of course.
I don't. I mean, am I missing something?
No.
Which is why my I don't have full spidey senses on this one, but I'm a little. I'll put it to you this way: I'm not sure I'm going to be on Trevor Rogers tomorrow because I'm just wondering if something is up.
Coming up next, time for a little bounce back, fall back. Beltway Ben filling in for Bone. He asks the questions, we answer next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.